Agenda that they're gonna serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
You know, I was pretty happy with that one at Gerbil's the other night.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good pizza.
Yeah.
Fat wallets and empty hearts.
It's insane how little musicians get. So, if you're interested in supporting not just me, but any musician that you like, one of the best ways to do that, it sounds old school because it is purchase their music. Purchase their merch, you know.
Hey guys, this is Mark from Rat Rod.
Hi, this is Mikey P from Skell.
Hey, this is Jeff from the Bell Jumpers.
Skell. Probably just be, probably be Paul because he's awesome.
This is Jessica for the band Dimitus. You're listening to Pennsylvania Rock Show.
We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, it is Bill. You're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, episode number 721. You just heard Overlord in Stereo and their track The Right Time and Rat Rod, Peacemaker, Ballad of Tombstone. I'm not going to lie, I was watching a AC/DC biopic earlier and I was like, yep, I got to play Rat Rod tonight. And those of you that heard the song, you'll understand why that happened, because Rat Rod sounds a whole lot like AC/DC. Great band from the eastern side of Pennsylvania. We are coming at you from music412.com out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, buildascene.com out of the Pittsburgh suburbs, Rudaroo Radio out of San Diego, California, the beaches of San Diego, California. They're also out of Texas, xrpradio.co.uk in the Highlands of Scotland out there in Glasgow, and megarockradio.net/107.1 KFGD, St. Louis, Missouri. They're actually based in Fenton, Missouri. And I feel like I'm forgetting a station. I do that every week. Sometimes I write it down, sometimes I don't. If I missed anything, just go to buildascene.com and it will be listed there. So we have a guest tonight that I saw live for the first time at the Band Jam last year. And this has been in the works for a little while. There he is.
Hey, what's up? It's
Aris from the Aris Paul Band.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me, man.
You're welcome. So I was sitting at the Band Jam watching you guys play, and I was with Parabellum, I was hanging out with. And I was like, they're going to be on the show. So it took a little while, but here it is.
Great to be here, man. Great to be here.
So my show combines a handful of regular questions and then what I call the build the scene questions. So I'm going to get the same type of things out of you that you would do in a regular interview. I'm just not going to ask the questions in the same way. So,
okay. A little curveball. I like it.
Now, saying that, I am going to start off with one that is kind of a generic question, but I'm assuming Aris Paul is because Aris is your first name, but where's the Paul part come from?
So Paul is, it's my middle name, but it's my dad. He was a touring musician in the 70s, and basically all of his old gear that was left around the house was how I got into guitar and music. So that's kind of the logical step for how we named it. And then I kept trying to shoot other band names out at my guys, and apparently I suck at coming up with band names. So they were just like, "No, we like this one." I'm like, "All right, I guess that's what we're doing."
Now you mentioned the guys. You want to drop their names and what they do real quick?
Absolutely, absolutely. On the drums, we got Aaron Wagner. Aaron is a master of just crazy technical jazz drumming. He works with Mars Marching Band, actually. And he's just a phenomenal musician. And Matt Scott on the bass, also just an incredible musician. Both music students from Duquesne. We actually met in working on a studio project at Red Cayman, which at the time was a studio downtown. They've now moved out to the North Hills, but we started jamming on a project. There was a session going on, and after that we're like, "Do you guys want to, you know, take this jam elsewhere, like take it back to the, you know, the basement?" And we started rocking out from there. And we've been playing together now for, I want to say 6 or 7 years now.
Very cool. That one question got so much information. That was awesome.
Yeah. I try.
All right. So I'm going to hit you with one of my type of questions. And this one is quickly becoming one that I ask every week. And it drives Doc Rock from Metal Shop 101 crazy. I even asked the touring keyboardist of Bon Jovi this question. So the question is, what is the best pizza you've had because you're a musician?
The best pizza. I mean, it's not a cop-out answer to say Aiello's, is it?
No.
Right? That's the standard for me. I'm sorry. That's my go-to.
And I tell people someday I'm going to go back and re-listen to all these, and then my next podcast is going to be me trying all the pizza that everybody talks about.
Like, what's his name from Barstool? The guy that does the pizza reviews.
That's yeah, I can't think of his name right now either. But yes, so now he'll never see this, so he won't find out that I said it, and he can't sue me because.
I feel like
is based off of bands.
Right? Yeah. Exactly. That's different. I try to get my like pizza knowledge through like watching his videos sometimes. I'm like, yeah, I have nowhere near the palate for it like he does, but I'm a musician, man. I'll take whatever pizza's given to me. Let's be real.
So we have Deplorable Ed hanging out with us on the live YouTube stations, and he says that that's an excellent choice.
Right on.
Do you know who that is?
No, I don't. But Ed, you're in good company, my man. Good to have you.
So the next question is, I call it the official Build a Scene question. And, the story behind it, I'll tell it really quick, is every time I'm on YouTube, this band or this man is in my next to play list. And I don't know how he got there, but he's there going to stay because I ask this question every episode now. And that's, who's your Dave Grohl? And by that, I mean, what band do you want to go up on stage with and, perform one of their originals, because, you know, Foo Fighters are known for bringing people up on stage with them.
Going up on stage and playing an original song with the band.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with, so my favorite band since I was 14 has always been the Drive-By Truckers, out of Athens, Georgia.
We have given away tickets to them.
Really?
A few times. Yes.
Damn it. I missed out on that. Yeah, I love those guys. They are the definitive rock band for me. Patterson Hood, Mike Cooley. And a lot of folks, I guess, don't know this now, but that's where Jason Isbell got his start, you know, was with them. They brought him on, I think, when he was in his like early 20s. And he just, you know, took off from there.
Yeah, I was not familiar with them until I hooked up with Rocky with Music from 412. And it was their... in our playlist, and I was like, wow, this is really good. And then when the Dresky shows, and for anyone who's not familiar, we give away tickets to select Dresky Entertainment shows. They have been kind enough to, for the most part, let us pick shows. Sometimes they'll come back and like, no, we can't do that one. But for the most part, it's like, yeah, these are all good. And we're going to talk about that a little later. But Drive-By Truckers, I think we've done 2 or 3 shows for them.
Sweet.
And you'll see when I talk about it later, there are a lot of local bands, and then there are a lot of bigger bands that they have allowed us to give away tickets to. We've done Alice Cooper a couple times. We have Collective Soul on our list currently. There's some big ones. Anyway, let me ask you 1 or 2 more questions, and then we're going to take our first break.
Shoot.
All right. So this one I will word 2 ways because not everyone likes the original way. But so you're standing at the corner that Robert Johnson sold his soul to the devil. Why are you hanging out there? Why are you waiting for the devil? And that's the part that most people are like, I don't want to talk to him. So what I'm really asking you is, what is there that you still have as a goal that you want to attain?
I mean, I think the original reason, right? I mean, not so much like the fame, but being a master of the guitar. I think that's what every guitarist wants to you know, aspires to be. And, you know, you work at it relentlessly, but you have to be diligent, but you also have to kind of be hard on yourself and, you know, think to yourself, am I really pushing my theory knowledge? Am I pushing my chops? So I'm always, my friends and family know I'm pretty hard on myself when it comes to that department. I like to always be pushing myself. This next album that we've done, I've been playing nothing but baritone guitar relentlessly, which is, for those who don't know, a detuned guitar. It's down to a standard B to B. So it's somewhere between a bass and a guitar, but they're very heavy gauge, 13 gauge strings. And that's been a great challenge for me. So trying to make it like an exercise, make it increasingly hard on yourself. So if I were there on the corner, I'd be trying to like, hey, teach me something new about the guitar. 100%.
Why am I completely tracksuit formal? Is that the name of the?
Yeah. Yep. That's
the name. We're going to get into that in the next segment. Also, I want to mention that there's kind of a theme from here on out with the music I'm going to be playing. And I'm going to go ahead and give you a little bit of a quick look at what that theme is. I'll pop that up on the screen. And you can't see it real well back there, but that is a Music from 412 Presents Rock for Life show on September 7th that the Aris Paul band happens to be playing. And there are a bunch of other bands, and we're going to hear from a lot of them tonight. But up next, what we're going to do on the video side is I'm going to give away 2 tickets to Little Miss Nasty this week. And while I'm doing that on the radio side, you're going to hear 2 tracks off of Tracksuit Formal. They are Pink Lenny and the Saboteur, and we'll be right back.
Outside the front door, strapped with 2 sawn-offs, ready for war. Lenny loaned the cash for Jericho's boss, till he switched sides and made a double cross. You don't come back from a move like that. Pink Lenny's got a big target on his back. Oh! On the run with a bulletproof vest, 9mm strapped close to his chest. Yeah. quick, you know that I don't take any joy. Today's problem is once one of the boys called me the saboteur. The truth is I got no choice.
Are you a fan of Back to the Future?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
So you're
course.
Leaving you're leaving a gig, and there's a DeLorean sitting there with its door up in the air and a flux capacitor in the back. And you can hop in, and just like Marty, you can go back in time and end up on stage with another band. Who are you gonna go either watch or play with?
Oh,
and
man.
Like what era are you thinking?
Gonna be the 70s, but where in the 70s?
And while you're thinking, was watching that AC/DC video earlier, and it popped up on my timeline. Somebody said, I'm going back to the 80s, do you want anything? And I want tickets, so this would be mine. I've never really done this. I answer a lot of my own questions, but right now, if I was getting into that DeLorean, I would be headed to an AC/DC concert where they are touring on Back to Black.
Nice. Okay, so the first Brian Johnson.
Correct.
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be amazing. I'm honestly a big Bon Scott fan. I love that era too, so that's a toss up for me. You can't go wrong with classic AC/DC though. I think I might do 77 Skynyrd possibly, right before the plane crash, like all 10 people on stage, you know, at that point, Steve Gaines, all those guys. I think that'd be really cool.
I have a Skynyrd story. I haven't told it in a while. I used to work at Kennywood, and I was a manager, and one of the other managers had a brother that worked for Ticketmaster. And the day before a Skynyrd show, she showed up with a stack of tickets. And for those of you not on radio, that probably 5 to 6 inches tall. And she's like, anybody want to go to Lynyrd Skynyrd tomorrow? And I had to work. But I took a bunch of tickets and gave them to a bunch of people.
You made a bunch of people's days. That's awesome.
Yeah. And I look back on it, I should have no-showed.
Yeah. Right?
At this point, what's Kennywood going to do?
Yeah, seriously. They'll figure it out. They always do.
All right, so this question, the very first band I asked it of, I have officially named it after. It is the Diesel Beast question. They were a band out of Denton, Texas.
Diesel Beast?
Diesel Beast.
That's a sweet band name. See? That's so a cool, that's a cool
name. They are kind of classic metal.
Right on.
Which, when I tell you their answer later, I'm not going to tell it to you ahead of time. But when I tell it, it'll all come together. So the question is, if you could play anywhere on Earth, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a normal venue, like anywhere, with any band or musician, where would you want to play and who would you want to play with?
And we can take time and space out of the equation too.
Correct. We still have a DeLorean.
Okay, cool. I don't know. 80s London with Lemmy Kilmister. That would be, yeah, that'd be top for me.
Right. You want to know their answer?
Yeah. Of course.
They want to play at Stonehenge with Dio.
So, okay. Let's see. Now that's an epic one. That's a great answer.
That's.
What about Dio and Lemmy? I think that'd be a great one.
Nice.
And Ozzy. You have to have Ozzy in there too.
So I'm going to stick with the movie theme for a moment. You're sitting on a bench next to somebody with a box of chocolates in your hand, just so you know where it came from. And that person happens to end up being your musical idol, and you want to talk to them for as long as you can, but you're only able to ask one question. What question are you going to ask your idol, and who is it?
Oh, geez. Probably going to be Patterson Hood, the Truckers. No, I think it might be Lemmy, and it would, how'd you do it? I guess. I'll try to do a really broad question so I can hang out and talk to them for as long as possible. Or catch them off guard and be like, I don't know, what's your favorite food? It's a real cop-out question. I'd probably be too nervous to ask a serious question, so it's hard to say.
So I had that situation. Not that I don't play anything, but I'm a huge Kiss fan, and I went on my way to work at Kennywood. I stopped at a bookstore, and Gene Simmons was signing his book, and I had super nervous, and I had a camera with me that used to record the pictures directly to a mini CD. And when I got up to him, that's what we talked about. He wanted to know how my camera worked. Nice. So it was like, he was so laid back. Like everyone, you've heard horror stories. I have a great story. They were trying to push me along so the next people could go. And he's like, no, I need that answer.
Dude, that's awesome. That's what famous people want to talk about, is the boring and the mundane. They never get to, just answer the same questions all day.
Deplorable Ed did answer. He's going to be at the Rock for Life show
where
Worcester Boys will be playing. Probably 80% chance I will be at that one. I'll tell you what the issue is off the air. I'm almost at, I do Rock for Life's website. I keep mentioning websites I do, but that one is rockforlifeconcert.com. And for those of you, we've talked about it a little bit. That is a organization that raises money for children that are battling deadly diseases. It's a great cause. We're on year 25 of that. And it bounces around. That one, if you saw behind me, but that one is at Penn Brewery on September 7th, $20. There's also one on June 1st, which I will pop that one up a little bit later on the screen. If you go to both of those Penn Brewery shows, you can get into both of them for $30 if you get the tickets ahead of time. Let's go one more question, and then we'll take our second break.
All right, shoot.
Okay. So you're going out on tour, and for some reason you make the mistake of hiring me to drive your bus. Don't do that. And you tell me the musicians that you want to listen to in between show stops, which may or may not happen all the time, but who would we be listening to when I am playing the radio?
It's I think like most musicians, it's so all over the board that it almost seems like it's just a random shuffle. I mean, we go from everything from like Ray Charles to like Ice Cube. I mean, and all points in between. I think for like tour bus traveling, you need some classic like outlaw country, some 70s rock, metal, obviously. And I'm a huge underground hip hop guy as well. So yeah, it'd be interesting. So we'd need to have a good sound system, preferably some subs, you know. I'll keep you awake while you're driving for sure.
So my biggest thing, I'm not a huge hip hop fan, but Eminem is one of those ones. I like Eminem, which comes out of nowhere when you look at what I usually listen to. But also Run DMC, who saved Aerosmith.
Without question.
The Fat Boys, there's one for you to look up.
Yeah.
They had a movie called The Disorderlies, which is how I first saw them. If you haven't seen that movie, it's hilarious. That's an 80s reference. You're going to need the DeLorean.
Gotcha.
All right. So I did mention that there's a show for Rock for Life June 1st. That one is featuring the Borstal Boys, Steve Hawk, One Eye Daddies, Royal Honey, Killing Me, and the Dead End Streets. That one is Saturday, June 1st, also at the Penn Brewery. There are a couple other shows, one in July, which is at JB's Roadhouse, and one June 28th and 29th at Paradise Park in Collinsville, Pennsylvania. If you've never been to that place, a lot of legendary country music artists have played at that amphitheater. It's really cool. And my daughter is singing on that stage with Blackridge, who
nice.
Is playing the September 7th show with you guys.
Right on.
Hey, so we're going to take that second break. And speaking of Blackridge, we're going to hear their new single, which was just on DVE's Coffee House. I played it first. Sweat. And then we're going to hear from Dream the Heavy and their song Flame. And we will be right back.
We'll be right back.
were back on episode 721 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. You just heard Blackridge and their track Sweat. Coincidentally, on that album cover, they're getting it made vinyl. There are seven photos of these seven members of the band. Tom Puncher, great photographer, took three of them. The other four photos I took. So if you see that album and you like the album cover, you can hire me. Especially if you're Millville. I want to go to Millville, but it's like a 50-minute drive for me. So I got to get some people to take me up on taking photos so I can put some gas in my car. Dream the Heavy was the second song, Flame. I recently saw them live for the first time. And I'm really hoping to be at that show at September 7th at Penn Brewery to see them and to see the Aris Paul band again. The Borstal Boys I see a lot. Dinner Bell Road is another awesome band. I can't see the list of bands currently, although I have this set up great. On my other screen here, I have three of them in front of me right now. That show, let's see. Dinner Bell Road, the Red Lines. I met Brian for the first time at Millville. He was watching the metal stage, and I walked up to him. And I'm like, hey, aren't you Brian from the Red Lines? Dykro is on it. I was not able to get music from them tonight. I tried to squeeze it in. They are coming on this show May 27th, so you'll be able to hear them soon. All right, back to some more questions because I'm running out of time and I've been doing a lot of talking tonight. Let's hit this one just so I don't forget. What other shows do you have coming up that these people that are listening and watching should come watch you at?
Gotcha. So the biggest one we have right now is June 8th at Mr. Small's Funhouse. It's going to be our album release. We're really pushing tickets for that show. We'd love to see as many people as possible. There's an event on Facebook, but you can go to Ticketmaster, Mr. Small's, wherever you can find it. Everyone that buys a ticket gets a copy of the album, which you could argue nowadays in 2024, a free CD might not be worth much, but it's the whole album. So if you have a CD player or like me, an old car that has a CD player, you might be in luck.
my car is a CD player and a cassette player.
Sweet. Do you have one of those cassette adapters that you can plug into your phone?
So I bought one, but it won't work with my phone.
Oh, bummer.
My phone was like, nope.
That is the greatest invention. Our first band van was like a 94 Econoline conversion van, green shag carpet, all the works, but we didn't have to put a new radio in it because we just bought the adapter. So it was sweet.
There, I was trying to pull your website up and I kept pulling up the wrong screen on OBS. So right here, if you go to their website, arispaulband.com, which is below me on the screen, ArisPaulband.com. Right there on the homepage, it says album release June 8th, 2024. You click it, it takes you right to Mr. Smalls.
It does? Sweet.
It does. And the buy tickets button.
Oh my God, I did something right. Sweet. I'm not going to question it. I'm just going with it.
If you had 30 seconds to talk about your band on TV, which you kind of have had, what would the highlights be? What would you mention to get people to come check you out?
I think there's so many incredible bands. There's so many incredible artists, and it's such a cool time to see so many people across different genres making different music. I would say, the one thing I think that's cool about our band is that we give it everything we got every single night. Like a lot of bands, we play until our fingers bleed. Until we're all going to have arthritis when we're at 60. So before our hands start slowing down, come see us now while we're still able to, you know, to give you a proper rock show. But it's a great time. We like to rock hard, but we change it up all the time. We got into this weird mob vibe lately with this rock opera that we're doing.
The album
Yeah.
We have like, we'll go 2 minutes with this, but go ahead and tell that story.
How we got into the album. I don't know. I've started getting into baritone guitar, which is like this deep, low, grungy guitar. And it's just kind of, I always wanted to do like a rock opera. And I grew up on the South Side. My family's from the South Side, both sides. And on my dad's side, my dad and uncle ran Excuses. And they've over, probably from when I was too young to listen to these stories, they've told me all this crazy stuff that happened around the bar or in the bar, stuff that I like to say we can neither confirm nor deny. And there's all these great urban legends about the South Side. And I was like, man, like, before it became such a college bar district on certain ends, like the South Side used to have such a crazy storied history and a lot of communities and a lot of criminal history as well. And it'd be really cool to kind of make a rock opera through like the lens of a Scorsese film or something like that, like Goodfellas in the South Side. So that's what we did. And that's kind of what we're rolling with right now. Tracksuit Formal.
And once again, that release, album release show is on June 8th at the Funhouse at Mr. Smalls. Tickets are $15 ahead of time. Day of show, they are $18. You can go right to their website, Aris Paul Band, ARISPaulBand.com. Aris, I want to thank you for hanging out with me.
Bill, it's been a pleasure, man. Thanks for having me. And thank you for everything you guys do for local musicians.
You're welcome. It's a hobby that I've had going since 2004. And I love it because I get to learn about new bands all the time. Awesome. And I get new music. Like that song Sweat from Blackridge, yeah. I heard the original track that Paul, the guitar player Paul, they have two Pauls, I heard him singing on it that he took to the band for them to decide if they were going to play it. So nice. Doing this, I get to get some inside stuff like that, which is really cool too.
That's awesome.
And the last time they were on, I mentioned that and Paul said, oh yeah, by the way, guys, I said Bill lots of stuff. I was like,
all the stuff you're not supposed to play, right?
Okay, with that said, this has been episode number 721. Make sure you check out the Aris Paul Band at arispaulband.com. I need to come up with a newer ending, kind of like Hot Ones has, where he's like, you've made it to the end. Tell that window, that camera, that camera, or that camera. I don't have that.
I have one camera, that camera.
That's right. If you're not familiar with the Hot Ones show, I'm not telling anything episode from that one. Yet. My name is Bill. We'll catch you next week when we have Steve Hawk on, and we'll be talking a little bit more about that June 1st show at Penn Brewery. And for those of you that are not familiar with the show and have been watching us live, head to musicfrom412.com/radio or buildascene.com/radio or xrpradio.co.uk at 10 p.m., which is about 27 minutes from now. And you'll be able to hear the whole show in its entirety with all the songs that we're playing on this episode. And we have two more of those for you tonight. There are the Red Lines Running with the Pack and the Borstal Boys Rock and Roll Freeway. And with that, I will see you next week. Believe it, but then the way you break my heart, I'd rather bleed out.
time.